Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today I'm unsure whether or not we're going to be joined by our co-host Lolita. So, just hang tight, and if she pops in, she pops in. And we're going to go ahead and start taking callers momentarily, but first there is an announcement, as usual, about our specials on our website at howpsychic.com. Check them out now. We have the 30-minute special going for a flat rate of $5 still. We now have the one-hour reading with myself on sale again at 50% off, and that is a $10.95 price right now with the 50% off regular price of $21.95. And we also have many other great features and specials going on periodically on our website at howpsychic.com. So please check it out now. And book your specials before midnight tonight, and you will receive the earliest booking appointments. And you'll get that great deal. We're going to go ahead and start taking callers now. When we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. There will be no chat room questions today. All right, first caller for today is area code 860. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam, it's me, Stacel.
Hey, Stacel, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you today?
Well, I've been feeling pretty anxious lately, and I know the last time I called you about the job and everything, your petition was correct, but I only did a work interview, but that never, basically, they never want to keep me there, so that never worked out. Unfortunately, but I personally think it was better if I didn't work there because it takes me 2 hours just to get there.
Okay. So yesterday
I did a work, I did a interview yesterday. I guess it was like probably the best interview I ever had. My past interview, it is pretty much related to what I went to school for, except I noticed not a lot of people. No one actually have a certificate. I'm just wondering because I won't find out till tomorrow. They're hiring me, so I'm just like hoping. Because I did have a certificate with them.
Okay. Well, it does look like you will have another job that will be closer to the home. I kind of feel the job you having, though, if you were able to stick it out just a wee bit more, I feel like that would prove to be, you know, beneficial in the long run for you. Okay, Stacel. So my best advice is just to follow your gut, but there is some good opportunity around the road if you don't want to stick with your current job. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Stacel. You have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go ahead and bring on our next caller now. Our next caller for today is area code 360. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lori, and I'm calling from Washington State. And
yes, hello, Lori.
Hi. I've moved into this apartment because I was out of time with my Section 8 voucher, so I took this one apartment, and oh my god, they told me they were going to be cleaning it, and I went in there, and it was, the oven was still all dirty, and there was all this black stuff around the gout of the toilet, I mean the tub, and you know, the heater in the living room's not working, you know, and they fixed some things, you know, and I'm just wondering.
So you're just having a big, hard time there. So, okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I'm going to have to stay there or if housing will help me maybe extend my voucher.
You know, Okay, my gut feeling on this and my psychic intuition alongside of it are both telling me that you're not going to have to stay there. You will be able to get yourself relocated, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I do feel that this is with you fighting it. So you've got to keep on making that voice. You know, you got to keep on speaking out. And then they will tire of just listening and doing nothing, and they will end up doing something, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, they offered to give me my money back, but...
No. I'm feeling them helping you relocate. I'm not seeing them just giving you your money back. I mean, that's an offer
uh-huh.
that they may have given you, but I think
uh-huh.
that you need to keep your voice out there, because that's when, you know, they'll say, okay, well, we know we offered you your money back, but let's see what we can do to help you. We want to rectify the situation, so to speak. And that's
so
what will happen. You just got to keep on.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
They will
yeah.
help me with everything.
I believe
okay.
they will.
Mm-hmm.
All
okay.
right. Well, thank you for calling in. And please let us know how it turns out for you.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're going to bring on our next caller now. Our next caller for today is area code 781. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Trish. I'm calling from Connecticut, and my question is around career, looking for a new job.
Okay, Trish. And what is it that you would like to know about a new job? Because I'm seeing one coming up here, but it doesn't appear to be until after the first of next month. We're looking somewhere around the third and the fourth of next month. Okay. When this occurs, it seems to be better than the last, but there's still going to be a little critiquing. Okay. That's the term that I get, critiquing, because I'm feeling like it may not be exactly what you want. You're still going to be dealing with some, people of just not the right sort of mentality. And they're going to have that negative, you know, aspect to them. But you will have more of a majority of positive thinkers, okay? And the pay will definitely be better, because we always know the pay is the primary reason for looking for a job, okay? I see you able to be comfortable before the year is out when it comes to financial stability.
So the third or the fourth is actually like a week away, so that soon?
Yes, I believe so. But you got to keep your feelers out there. It won't come to you unless you're out there looking for it, too. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to move right along to our next caller now, who is area code 443. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Anne Marie. I'm from Maryland, and my question is, when do you see someone coming in my life romantically?
Okay. Okay, you said your name was Anne Marie, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You know, hon, I do see someone new popping up, but I'm going to touch on something else real fast with you first, and then we'll get to the new one, okay? Who is the louse that I just see, like, off in the distance, in the background, hasn't done anything, had some potential, had a good connection at first, but then that quickly faded due to their actions. And it seems to me that a lot of people seem to be going through that right now, but one of the terms that I'm getting here is louse. And it's almost as if this person was just feeding off of you energetically.
Yeah, that was a guy I was talking to named Brandon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Honey, there was a very good chance that could have worked out at one point, okay? But that time has come and gone. This person has not really put their act together, has not really done what it takes to get there. Okay. And
okay.
The new person I see coming in for you, this is going to be within this year. I'm not having an exact timeline on this one. It would take a little bit deeper of a more private reading, okay? But
okay.
I am feeling that the new guy seems to have their act together. There's no divorce, no ties to the past, and no current marriage that I'm seeing. There were past relationships. Some were good, some were bad, just like we all have, but nothing unusual, okay? Seems like a very professional guy. Can't quite tell what the profession is, but it seems to be a profession where they help a lot of people. And it looks like a profession where they're stationed in the U.S., but they do work overseas as well, okay?
Okay.
This looks like a great match, and I wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm on.
All right. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
Hey. Doing good. You ready for the next caller?
Yep.
Okay. 484-300, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 484? Okay, they hung up. I guess they didn't want to talk. 253-888, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, Holly from Seattle. I'm just seeing if I should continue chatting with this gentleman that has four daughters.
Okay,
well,
Holly, give me one moment to tune in for you.
Before Adam gives you your
go
answer,
ahead.
what do you feel about it? Since you're in doubt, what is your doubt?
The doubt is, does he just want me to step in where his wife was and do all the work, and he's going to do nothing? You know, kind of a fear of how my last relationship was.
Okay, well, if you always fear and you always think in the past, you will never move forward. So that's one thing that you need to understand in life. The relationships that you meet are here to learn and move on. And if you haven't learned, then you, of course, got your second match. So apparently there's something that you haven't learned in your past relationship. It's coming around to you again in this relationship. Your intuition is concerned a little bit. So if you're not listening to your intuition and being really honest with yourself, your intuition is telling you that you need to move on, to be quite honest. If you have any questions and doubt with somebody, then there's no need for you to even be with that person because you're already having that fear. And if you want a true, honest question, then you should see how it is when you guys are together and know that right away. You know, think realistically. But this relationship is coming back again because there's something that you haven't learned in your past, and that's why you're repeating the cycle again. You can go ahead and Adam
okay.
answer their question.
Okay. And, you know, Holly, I am agreeing with Lolita here. There is a cycle going on with this, okay? I feel that there is a connection there, and one is because there's a lesson to be learned from this, but two, because there is sort of a spiritual and emotional connection. You guys share a lot in common to a degree, but then you also share quite a bit that's not in common, okay? I'm feeling one of the lessons here is for you to learn how to have faith in yourself and how to have faith in the positions that the, you know, God or the higher power brings to you to know what is good for you and what is not good for you. And to choose to make your own decisions is really the key point in this and to have faith in those decisions. But, Holly, honestly, I'm feeling that it may just be time to walk away from this one right now. And not to close the door completely, but to leave it cracked and to just focus on yourself and to focus on what other options might be around. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you your question. Are you ready for that role? Do you have any children?
No.
Okay, so do you want that? That's a legitimate question.
Yeah, I've wanted that all my life. It just doesn't seem to work out.
No, hold on. I know you're not understanding what I'm saying. Do you want a relationship that's already there with children?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you why.
Because I cannot have children.
Okay, that's understandable. Now, second, now, have you looked at, sat back and looked at his life and analyzed the ages that he has? Is that something that you can actually walk into as of now?
I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking the question.
I'm trying to put that back on you as far as your intuition. I guess what we're trying to tell you to do is really look within yourself, and your answers are so within you. When there's any type of questions, Adam can't even answer it. Nobody can answer it. Only you and your gut can answer your own questions. So it's a feeling. So what I would definitely start doing is start doing some value affirmations so you can have that, you know, great relationship with your intuition, because that is the that is your know-it-all. Nobody else can be your know-it-all besides you. But that starts to that cycle has to start within yourself, though, and that gaining that value within you and your love within you, and you'll know it. As you start doing these affirmations and more and more and more, you'll feel your head up high and you'll feel grounded and you'll know your answer. So when you call on the show, it's all about validating what you know already and not wanting to know. There's a difference. That's all.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, Holly, we're just trying to help, you know, teach you here and help you along your path. We do wish you all the best, but yes, Lolita, I agree with Lolita today. She has a very good point for you. This is that lesson where you have to trust in the God that lives within you. You have to trust and you have to have faith in yourself, and being in that knowing is a very large part of it. Okay?
Okay. Nice to hear you again.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, area code 253-228. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Becky, and I'm from Washington State.
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
Okay, my question is, I met this one guy, and we, like, hit it off, and, I mean, we never met in person, just online, and it's been off and on for over a year. We'll talk and then stop talking for some reason, then we'll talk. You know, our busy lives. Mm-hmm. Well, we just started talking again, and then we actually set up, say, hey, let's just meet finally. Well, we set up dates, and they just kind of fell through. And I'm just wondering, what's going on now?
Okay. There's a lot of nervousness within this person. Obviously, one, I think that you might have, I'm going to just flat out say, I'm getting two conflicting psychic messages here. So I don't know if you've had two guys that this has happened with, but I'm feeling like there's just the one, and there's a bipolarism feeling from this one, okay? I'm feeling,
can I give you
honestly,
his name? And if I give you his name, will you be able to pinpoint it more?
Let me try that then. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this guy's name is Brooks.
Brooke. Okay. I knew I was getting a B from someone today. All right. Now, let's see here. All right. Yeah. Brooke, I'm definitely tied in, and there is a bipolar mentality. It's like they're sort of very good on the front, and then when you really, really get to know them, there's a little bit of bipolarism there. It may not be as bad as everybody else. Okay, but then there's some anxiousness, there's some nervousness. This person doesn't quite look as they've projected themselves to look. That's my feeling. And they get very nervous about appearing as they are versus what they portrayed themselves to be. Okay, so we might have a little bit of a deceiver here. May not be their intent to be like one of those big time deceivers where they're just on there to get their junks off, you know. But I'm feeling like this individual is just too, you know, whack right now, too much in that back and forth to really have a steady thing going or to even try and make this work. I feel like, if anything, it can really be good friends to a degree, but only at a distance. I honestly don't like telling people bad news, but I just don't feel this working for you.
Right, and that's the thing is, I have a guy, my husband's passed on, so he's over there. So he's not going to let me settle with just anybody. I mean, they have everything line. And I've noticed it, that it's just like, nope, it might be okay at first, and then boom, they're gone.
I'm going to intervene too. I wouldn't, Adam, I guess the word bipolar, to me, it's more of a chemical disorder, and that's really a bad emotional disease to have. So I would say not be bipolar. I would just say he's just not ready at all. He's got a lot of stuff going on. And when you start feeling that way, Becky, you just have to trust that the universe is not guiding you, and there should be never no question at all. So you got to start bringing that inner, you got to start bringing that inner child out, and don't worry why these guys don't fall, because you're not trusting yourself. It is what it is. Go have fun, let your hair down when it's supposed to happen in divine order, and if you trust, you will never ever have to worry. It doesn't matter when people don't connect; it's just not meant to be, and you just keep on moving. It is what it is.
You don't want to make it. Yeah, yeah.
No, and that's where you have to go on with it. So don't, you know, from make it this point on that when there is another situation that comes, because you're going to get it again, I guarantee you, because there's a question in your mind. When we have questions in our mind, the ego is a little devil. It's going to mess with us because the ego is doubt here, and it's going to mess with you. So you just got to, you know, let it go. If it happens again, you say, okay, not meant to happen. And just know that if you, it goes back to valuing yourself again. If you know that you'll be in a deserved relationship, you just have to trust it will come in, you know, when it's that right time. While that's happening, you need to go on your own journey, do a lot of, you know, clearings and, you know, get yourself to the highest point where you can attract that person, and then you'll never have a question. So, you know, again, like I tell the other caller, I would say the same thing to you. Go back and, do your value affirmations and just, you know, have fun. Have fun in life.
Right.
Don't question any man that comes in your life, any family member that comes in your life, any friends. That's just how it is. And if people in this world know that this is how it operates, we will never question about anybody. Because in life, people come, people go. When we're not meant for each other, we will not be together. And this goes with any role that you have in a relationship, with your mother, daughter, father, whatever the case is. You just have to let it be. And when they reappear and you're back in your life, that means both of you guys are good for one another. It's a dual relationship. So all I can say to you is have fun. No, it cannot be one-sided. You must accept the flaw, you know, the fault in that relationship no matter what it is. It's never the other person. If you trust and you trust the universe and you trust yourself, you will never question that at all. So just have fun in life, because we're only here for amount of time that we don't even know.
We don't even know when our time's up.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
that's
thank you so much, both of you. I've enjoyed the
show. You're welcome, hon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, area code 845-591. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm calling from New York. I've been talking to this guy, and I just want to know if you see it going anywhere. Or actually, I want to know if it's going somewhere.
Okay, I would like the guy's name. This one seems a little distant in energy right now.
Vinny.
Vinny? Okay. You're on the green light right now. That's what I'm seeing, okay? I'm getting the green light with this one. This one's a full go-ahead. There's a few anomalies going on. That's the term that I'm getting in my head right now. It seems like there's a bit of, I wouldn't say it's off and on communication. The communication's there. It's just sometimes that value of communication is fluctuating a little bit, but it seems good to me. Okay, this person I feel is a very genuine person. They may hold back a little bit here and there with some of their, you know, like what's on their mind or what's in their heart, but they're pretty good and they normally communicate very well. So this is just a green light. Yeah, I say go for it. Have fun, and I think you're already feeling this yourself in your gut there.
Correct. I just wanted to know if it was going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Seems like it could really be something significant and long-term, let alone permanent, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see any children?
We're only doing one question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No problem. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Area code 352-702, please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, thank you so much. My name's Cindy. I'm calling from Florida, and I was wondering if you can give me some insight as to what you see going.
Cindy, you're going to have to repeat that a little bit. You said you're calling from Florida, and I need you to speak up a little bit more, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida, and I was wondering if you can give me some insight into what you see for the near future for the relationship that I'm in for long term, or, you know, what's going on. The dynamics are just are up and down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm kind of getting that you have some frustration towards this one right now.
Yes.
What's the frustration from?
Well, today it was just out of nowhere, totally just sarcastic to me and treating me like crap all day. And I finally just asked, is there a reason for this? And he's like, yeah, I wanted you to, you know, it was just stupid stuff. I wanted you to clean my office and you didn't do it. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's your son's mess. You've got a 25-year-old son that trashes the place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's made. You know,
okay,
where's this coming from?
Are you sitting down? Because I know you care about this guy. And I know what you're telling me. There's some frustration because of this. But, honey, what I'm picking up on here, you don't want to have anything to do with. Okay? You might care about him. You can wish him well. But the phrase that I'm hearing is run for the hills. Okay?
Run for the hills.
That's why I'm picking up on the frustration. Run for the hills. Get, you know, as far away from this guy as you can.
Problem is I'm living with him, and he hasn't let me work since I came up here to give the relationship a new chance. So he's got me kind of in a position where financially I don't have a way to leave.
Okay, well... Do you have any contacts, anybody that can help you out of that situation? Because I'm feeling like you have a couple to a few people out there, and it might be a wee bit of a stretch, but I can see you getting out.
Are you working?
No, that's what I'm saying. I was supposed to be able to run my business from here and work, and then I got here, and he changed the tune, and I haven't. Has let me from his property, so.
So, wait a second. You're saying to me he won't allow you to do your own business?
Right. He agreed to that if I came up and moved in with him, gave him another chance at the relationship that I could, but then when I got here, everything changed.
Okay, so he wanted the second chance on the relationship. Am I clear on that?
Yes.
Okay, and you came down here and you sacrificed. Can I tell you something? When a man or a woman changes up the tune and you allow them, that's shame on you. Don't let it be shame on him second and then going back on you. Because now you just let this person take away everything, you know, that makes who you are, that makes you. And it's time for you to step up and speak up. And don't block your throat chakra at all. You need to speak up. And if it's not working for you, get a job and do whatever you got to do. And if he's making you not leave the home, I'm sorry. I will be running too. He's basically got you in a home. Now, if you like it, apparently, I mean, you know, like I tell all my friends and my family, if you like the relationship, I'm here to support it. You know what I mean? But it's not a healthy relationship. And you should not be feeling healthy at all. Like, there should be so much going on within you, like mentally, physically, spiritually, that I don't know how you even stay grounded, and I'm not even a psychic, you know. I don't understand how you're even doing it to yourself, you know. I mean, I want you to start speaking up. I want you to get that power back because you allowed this person to take all this power away from you.
Mm-hmm. In a way, you know, you may not have expected this to be the turnout when you got there, at least not within the consciousness on the forefront, but in the subconscious level, I'm really seeing psychically that you've kind of already known that this person has control issues. And you just did not maybe know to the extent of how far that could go with this individual. But, sweetie,
right.
I see you getting out of there, and I see this being a lesson for you. You know, it doesn't have to be a bad lesson. It's all about how we learn our lessons, no matter how bad the situation is. And then we can go from there and create it into something beautiful and help others down the road, help ourselves, learn whatever lessons we need to learn. But you do need to get out of this, and you need to evaluate why this has happened. What is it that you need to learn from this about yourself that this is supposed to be teaching you right now? Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Bye. You're welcome, and thanks. Good night.
All right, good night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, woman to woman, all y'all ladies, don't ever, ever, or not even a man.
Mm-hmm.
No. One thing is that we all must value ourselves first. Once we have that, you know, that makes healthy relationships. No children, no parent, no, I mean, I don't know what the show topic of the show, but it seems like I got on in the middle of it, and it seems like it's all about value within one and just loving,
mm-hmm.
loving yourself. You guys got to get back into this realm. It's okay to have, you know, to give and take in a relationship, everyone out here. It's okay. But when it's taken you and your whole identity away, no, I don't support that, especially for a young lady. Yeah, you know, that baffles me. Anyway, on that note, let's take our next caller. Area code 412-951, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Veronica, calling from Pennsylvania. I was calling about unemployment appeal. I had a lawyer do the appeal, so they sent off the paperwork, I think a week or two ago. So just wanting to see, what do you see as the decision from the board?
Okay. I'm getting two thumbs up, hon.
Okay.
That was immediate. I'm like, okay, it's a yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, because it looked like they did a good job with what I read, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about this one, and this one seems to me that it's had some abrasiveness to it, but it turns out good. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it was really bad, but yes, thank you.
Mhm. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Good night. Bye bye.
Good night.
Okay. Well, that's the end of our callers. If anyone want to call in now. We have 619 on the phone.
The call-in number is 619-789-6807.
Okay. I guess we went through it.
As a brief announcement, please visit howpsychic.com. We have a couple great specials going on right now. We have the $5 special for the 30-minute reading. And then we also now put the 1 hour on sale for today's show, and that is on sale for $10.95. You can't beat these prices, people. Check out howpsychic.com, providing you quality and accuracy.
All right, well, just to remind everybody, 28th is the full moon in Leo, so get all your clearing stuff together and read up on what you guys need to let go and take advantage of that transit so you can bring in some new stuff in a couple of weeks from the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any packages out there that can, if anyone wants to do any spiritual packages, it's a good time to start anything on that day. So call ahead, and if you want to work on such blockages, you know, it's a good time to start on a full moon. So if you don't know of anyone, we can definitely help you guys out there. You know what that
is. Yes, everyone interested in conjure work to remove negativity, jinxes, curses, hexes, crosses, anything that may be in your way to your success, and you think you've been jinxed, crossed, cursed, hexed, evil-eyed, or whatnot, please just go ahead and check out the website, give me a call, set up a private time, and we will discuss that. But the waning moon is right after the full moon, and the waning moon is the best time to remove any sort of negativity from your life that might be keeping you from what you're trying to achieve. It is also a great time to work on oneself where you need improvements, as Lolita stated.
I think we just got a hand raised. Let's take this call. 619-366, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, it says Steve in California. Hello, Lolita.
What's up, Steve?
I wanted to ask you about the full moon and the waning moon. How soon after the full moon? Is it like a day or is the waning moon?
Normally the moon wanes just the next day, and some say it's debatable. Some say it's full for more than one day and it stays that way. Some say that, you know, the one day is when it's the fullest, and then it very slowly wanes after that, and it begins to really show the effect a few days later.
Okay.
So really any time on a full moon, in my opinion, and as well as Lolita's, is a good time to begin that kind of work. Mm-hmm.
And today is the full moon, right?
No, 28th,
yes,
Monday.
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay, great.
Oh, it's Monday?
Monday.
Okay.
Oh, it's Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday, actually, the
28th.
Okay. Yep. Okay, cool. I'm checking my phone up. Yeah, she's right.
Thanks a lot.
What you been up
all
to,
right,
Steve?
Thank you.
Nothing much. Single thing. How about you?
Nothing much. Just working and doing the shows. I haven't been on in a while. I haven't worked too much. You have
no other
questions?
That's it.
You should be a good person. You don't ever have any questions. You want a message?
Well, he's a teacher for teachers. Steve, I swear to God, you are one of the people that calls us all the time, but you always do all of your homework, all of your, you know, your tasks and your steps, and, you know, you're really perfecting the method, man.
Oh, thanks a lot, Adam. I appreciate it.
Mhm.
Okay, where are you, in Cali, right?
Yep.
I'm just going to pretend I'm in California because I'm right not liking Georgia's weather. Not liking it at all. I was going to move there too in 2010.
Okay.
I was tempted to live down in Orange County somewhere, but it was too expensive.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, the OC. Yeah.
Yeah. What part of California do you live in?
San Diego.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm coming to San Diego. They got the SeaWorld, don't they?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to write your phone number down. Come down there. I have a friend that lives down there.
sounds like a plan.
Too cool.
All right. Well, enjoy the San Diego weather.
Well,
we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right. I don't know if 352 is holding. I really wanted to talk to that young lady. I don't know why.
Hmm.
Oh, I wonder if this is her. Hold on.
Okay.
352-702, did you have a question?
I spoke with you already, and I just I got disconnected, so I called back in.
This is a young...
Oh, okay.
This is the one from Florida?
Yep, that's me.
I think you're the one with the how moving, or that's Cindy?
Yeah, I'm the one that you said run for the hills.
I've been wanting to talk to you. I don't know why.
And
I'm like, she hung up. I don't know. Did you have any other questions? Because I just feel like I just need to help you.
Well, do you see when my finances, when I'll be able to get something put together to get, you know, a chunk to move with? Because I have been looking at that option. It's been just so up and down that I've seen the control games, and I was like, this is not what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a way out is, you know. He's making it very hard.
Do you have
any
401 stash anywhere?
No.
And what about your tax return, honey? Because I don't see him, you know, really. It's like you can try and go and work, but he is going to put up the biggest fight. I don't see any ways that you're able to make that money. I'm feeling like you're going to have to get out of the situation to make the money.
Right. That's exactly. Yeah.
Do you have any friends where you're at, or where did you move from?
I was talking to Reverend Adam, and I haven't had much chance since I moved up here, but I was at the place where I had people actually coming in poisoning my animals at night. I had moved to that where I was going to start my, you know, run my business from that location, and I had to get the animals out of there to safety and moved.
Wait a minute. Hold
up.
Remember?
Yes.
You're the one that had the horse and
we're coming in nightly,
mm-hmm.
trying to run
you
me
had
off
to
the property.
You had to sit out there day and night. Mm-hmm.
Set up all
go
night
on.
With a gun. Yep, that was me.
So
here I... So
whatever happened with that? I mean, you moved.
I left.
So...
I left and the relationship I had been in previously from a year before asked me to give him another chance, and I came
mm-hmm.
up to give him another chance, and now it went back to the control game and won't let me work.
Because
he wants to have control
from?
Where I can't leave when he pulls his stuff.
Where did you move from, though? Where did you live in Florida?
Yeah, South Florida.
Okay, so you live in South, you're near, like, Gainesville?
No, I was in South Florida. Now I'm up in North Florida. My phone is from, like, Central Florida.
Yeah, because my corporate office is based in Gainesville. That's why I was looking at your number.
Okay, well, I'm north of there now by Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. And what did you took care of animals before?
I have horses and I have a horse farm.
Is that what you want to still get back? Can you get back into it, or did you sell your business?
Yeah. Oh, no. That's my life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went back, where you went?
Do anything with them. I still have the horses. I just can't do anything with them and make a living with them.
Let me ask you, where are they?
On his property. That's why I can't work. He won't let me do it from his property, and he promised me I could.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have came here if...
So you have your horses there and everything?
Yep, that's the problem.
Okay, what can you do in the way of a menial job to make money to get out?
Anything, little bits and pieces, it would take me light years to collect enough of little stuff to put
mm-hmm.
together to get a place to move. I would be here for the next 10 years, and he will spend every little piece and part I get to keep me broke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He got all dressed up and went out to dinner tonight and didn't tell me he was going to, and basically told me, well, I'm like, you know, if we need to go to the grocery store, you could have told me you were going out, and I could have just got
mm-hmm.
something, went to the store, mm-hmm. instead of waiting until the last minute, and you're getting all dressed up to go out with some business clients that came in from out of town. You could have let me know.
Has this turned physical?
No. The manipulation games, you mean?
Yeah. Has his control needs turned physical? Has he laid hands on you?
No. No, it's all psychological.
Then you can do.
And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
don't feed into the psychological games. Act as if he weren't even there. Go get yourself a menial job. And don't worry about what he's going to do to the hours or any of that. Keep the checks from him. Or have it direct deposited.
I don't think it's all about that. I think there's more to it, Adam. I mean, it's all well and said and good, but he can probably do something to the horses. Yeah, I wouldn't trust that situation.
Exactly. My horse.
Yeah, I would just get someone to lend you some money. Honestly, a good friend or somebody to get you out of that situation.
Well,
I mean,
what
do you need about five?
I've been
checking around.
What do you
need about five
grand? Yeah.
You need about five grand, right? Am I right?
Yep.
Hmm.
Just to get moved into a place, and I haven't been able to find any help with that, but that's what I've been trying to do. That's exactly what I've been trying to do.
Okay. I'm going to send out some energy work to help you out. And Lolita, I think she's concocting some advice in her head here, so I'm going to let her go ahead.
Thank you.
How did you know, Adam? Do you have a car?
Yes.
What's your car worth? You have a car note?
No.
Get a title pawn.
A title pawn?
Get your money. Yeah, go get your money and get out and start working. You may be paying a little chunk, lump sum, you know, a little bit every month, but just it's going to be high interest. So as soon as you make that money, pay off that title loan. It's ridiculous, but I would definitely get a loan. Do you have good credit?
No. They don't do title loans in Florida anymore. It's illegal.
Really?
Oh, my.
Has been for years.
Oh, in Georgia, they do it all day long.
Hmm.
Can you see if you can apply for a credit card?
I don't have any credit. I lost my farm a couple years ago. My son got in a car accident. There's nothing that, you know, that I can do with that right now.
Hmm.
It's been a crazy couple of years. I keep thinking I'm moving and starting over, and I keep thinking I'm starting over, and that everything goes straight downhill.
See if you can get a private. See if you can get a private loan, like one of these investors.
Well, I've been trying to find that, and that's haven't been successful yet. But that's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah, we're going to send out some energy to help you there in that area. I mean, I just don't want to see you like this. I don't want to see anybody like this. Now, what Lolita's getting to here is we gotta think of anything that could be valuable that you might be able to borrow against, anything.
Yeah, I would use your car and get your value out somewhere that will do a loan against your car. I would look around if I were just, you never know until you don't look. See who would take a loan against your car and use that as collateral. So start with that. If you have any jewelry that would add up to it, anything, definitely would do that. Do you know any people that own horses here in Georgia?
No.
I would definitely be creative, and there's, you know, the horse business here. In Georgia, I mean, you know, we have Atlanta, so it's really. What do you exactly do with your horse? What do you do with your horses?
Well, I don't want to give too much information on air right
okay.
now.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
you can
those,
probably give Adam a call, and we can all talk,
mm-hmm.
you know, privately.
Yeah, you can.
But,
right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would definitely get creative with some other horse people in the industry and see what they can do to help you and get you where you need to go. Because the horse industry is old money. That's all I know. It's old money. So if you go out there and just network and figure out who can help you, let them know your situation, you never know. Because $5,000 to them is nothing if you're in the horse industry. That ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going with this?
I've been in the horse business my whole life, and I don't know people with money that are just. Everybody's
well, what I'm trying to say to you is just be creative and reach out to someone. You just never know.
Right.
You're in that same industry, like minds think like, and to them $5,000 in the horse industry is nothing. That's what I'm saying. So for someone to give you that money, if you can just build a relationship with somebody or figure out how to and let them know your situation, you just never know who you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let
right.
them know what you did, you can make that bond that way, and you just never know. Tell me you want to get back into it, but you can't because you're stuck.
Yeah, I have been networking in those directions.
Well, there you go. Then.
Okay.
We're on the right track then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we wish you the best. Just reach out. Let us know, or just call us. Let us know how you're doing, you know.
Can you sell a horse or no?
I don't have anything that's rideable, that's saleable right now. I mean, that's not how
okay.
I'm, you know, the ones that I do sell, but not,
I've sold the ones that are saleable. These are others that I make my money with in a different way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable. Okay. That was a question that came in that I was going to ask, but I didn't want to ask if you could sell a horse, because I know sometimes it can be very valuable, but that's
mm-hmm.
understandable. Only you know what's best, though. So. But I would definitely look at a car loan. I would definitely look into that. And even if you got to come to Georgia, somewhere in the borderline, because Tallahassee, but no, not that far.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Am I right?
I'll take
you go
into
to Georgia.
It.
Yeah, look into it. You never know.
Okay.
If I know of anybody, I'll let you know that will do a title loan in Florida for you. I'll figure it out. I don't write that number down.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have. Hold on. Stay on the line with us so I can get your number again, hon.
Okay.
Now, if you still have mine, reach out if you don't hear from us, okay?
Okay. We'll do.
All right, here to...
Don't read it out loud. Just...
Yeah, I know.
Anyone
yes,
else have a question?
I have had private reading. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's what I was going to
I'm sorry?
Yeah, because I have had private readings with you, Adam, and you are really good.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
And again, I was really thrilled. I'm sitting here by myself tonight, and normally you know, I can't get on these calls and listen because he's here. And then he took off tonight, and you guys were on. I'm like, yes.
Well, look at that. Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold. We just got two more callers, and I want to make sure I get to them, but we'll keep in contact, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, area code, I wonder if this is Steve again, 619-366.
Holy rabbit, it's me. I was already on.
Oh, I was going to wonder. Put your hand up. Press the one again. Bye. All right, 951-471, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lori. I'm just calling maybe for a suggestion for that lady.
Go ahead. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Love suggestions.
Yeah, if she has horses and stuff, she could look into, like, maybe horse ranches. And a lot of times they need grooms or people to help, and they'll, you know, she could probably have the room to keep her horse. And work there.
That's true.
You know? So.
Yeah.
Or at least put him there until she gets together, get it together.
Yeah, and like
mm-hmm.
maybe the race horse people, or sometimes there's like other places that help people with horses, like for different reasons they have horses for therapy and stuff like that.
Yep.
That's just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's an awesome suggestion. Thank you for really chiming in.
You're welcome.
Did you have a question on?
No. I'm just. Thanks.
Okay.
No, hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Anna.
It.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, what an awesome community we have. Let me get her back on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you hear that? Hello? Wait.
Hello?
Hold on. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yep.
Yes,
that was very sweet of her. Thank you so very much.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good creative way.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
At least have them placed somewhere so you can like go and do whatever you need to do to get them transported. That's another way of doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. That is a wonderful way of doing that.
To
find
do what?
Someone that
place,
will do.
Have them placed, have someone help you out by getting them placed away from his house. Once they're settled, then this way you can probably get a little job wherever you're at, move out real quick and get your money together, and then you can leave. But the point is to really get out of there. And to get if you can get a gig. So the first concern would be to me is just move your horses out, because I think that would be definitely get rid of a lot of your burdens right away. So when it's that time to leave, you can just leave. and just go on interviews until you get that job and just roll out. And you can get your own place.
Right.
You can stay an extended stay.
Right.
Does that make sense? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I kind of have to do it all at once, though, because when I move, I have to be able to have money to feed them, and that's a lot of money. So I have to be able to, if I don't have it and I move them somewhere.
Well, what we're saying is, you know, you might be able to find a stable that's willing to work with you, where they're willing to help you out by having, like, this way that they hold on to the horse. You do maybe a little bit of work for them while they're holding on to the horse, but in the meantime, it helps you get out of where you are. Because if you can't get out of where you are, then you're not going to be able to create that business. You're not going to be able to do anything, and those horses will not be of value because then nothing will be done with them.
Right.
I think you got to get out of the mind of thinking that you have to do everything at once. You don't. I think you need to get really creative with it, and you know, whether it be getting you a title pawn, whatever, or at least getting your horses stable and finding someone that can help you on that end. While that's happening, then you get yourself together, go look for a job, and then once you get the job, then you can move out. Then this way you can work and get your horses together back again and take care of them what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying is you got to really, there's no such thing as you have to do it all at once. You don't have to. Get creative. There's not a set way to do anything in this life. Not at all.
That's right.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
You too.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Adam, I think we're going to call it quits. It's three minutes left in the show.
Okay.
So we welcome everyone tonight to our show. Please visit www.howpsychic.com. Check out the great specials. We will see you guys next Saturday. Lots of love and light and full of gratitude tonight. And namaste to all of you.
Namaste. Good night.